Hi, we're going to talk about the tablet Nexus 7 and Kindle Fire HD. The Google Nexus 7 tablet with only the front camera, it is without the rear camera to cut the cost. It costs about $200 and it sells for about $200. Google can do this because they're not making money from the tablet, but they're making money from the contents. Basically, Nexus 7 specifies or linked to the Google Play Store. Google Play Store, they have apps, music, video, and books. It is a young store. But Nexus 7 will promote their contents or the Google Play Store. With the front camera, it's also people can use the Google Plus or Google Hangout, which is a video chatting. So basically, Nexus 7 is designed for Google. The Kindle Fire was rolled out in the last November, and this year the Amazon introduced the Kindle Fire HD with the dual bands to Wi-Fi, so it would stream media such as TV and movies faster. And also the Kindle Fire HD had a very nice stereo speaker, the two of them. So basically, it's designed to watch TV show or movies with stereo sounds. And of course, it costs about $200 to make it, and it sells about $200, the Wi-Fi version, 7-inch tablets. If the it is also linked to the Amazon store, that you can buy books, you can play games, you can download movie and TV show from Amazon Instant Video, and you can buy music from Amazon MP3. So basically, it is linked to the Amazon store. But these two tablets, basically, there are no profit in the tablets for the manufacturer or for the company that making the hardware. These two tablets may not be good for the whole industry. Basically, they have very low price and they have very good specs. Then it's very difficult for the other tablet manufacturing companies to compete. So basically, it would take the business out of other the whole industry, the tablet hardware manufacturer company, except the subcontractors for Google and Amazon. However, even then, because they're highly specified, so with limited things, so that would kind of kill the development in the future of for development for the tablets. Running Android OS, and the iPad dominate the tablets market, and now the Android tablets already have very difficult time to compete. So overall, it's not very good for the tablet industry that are using the Android OS.